So my name is Alex Donaldson, and this interview is for the Welcome Project. So could we start with your name and your age and where you're from?
Right, I'm Steve Platt.
Yeah.
I'm 54 and lived in London the last 30 years from Stoke-on-Trent originally.
So whereabouts did you hear about the project?
I'm not actually sure where I first came across it. It would have been on the web somewhere in the context of the fourth plinth competition, the original competition to fill the plinth. And I just decided that I would put my name forward for one of the slots.
And have you thought about what you're going to do on the plinth?
I've thought about it endlessly. I've never won a raffle in my life. You know, it's the kind of thing that if there are three people enter a raffle and there are two prizes, I'd be the one who didn't win one of the prizes. So I never expected to be selected. But once I was, I've gone through so many different alternatives as to what I will do when I'm up there. And I'm still not actually 100% sure now. I've still got, you know, I think it may be a toss of the coin at the end.
So what exactly inspired you to send your application off?
I think the Fourth Plinth project is just such a good project anyway, and Anthony Gormley's idea just seemed inspired to me, you know, to get 2,400 people up there, each doing what they wanted. And I wanted to be a part of it.
And are you doing this for anyone in particular?
Well, my grandson, who was born prematurely and has had quite a tough time, he's 20 months old now. Coincidentally, he was actually having tests at Great Ormond Street when I first applied for this. So it's something he can have a look at in years to come. You know, he's here today as well in the square, driving his trike around and having a great time.
And is this something that has had quite a major impact on your life?
What, the plinth? Going on to, I don't know really. I mean, to be honest, it's not the sort of thing I'd normally put myself forward for at all. I'm not really an extrovert, you know. It's a bit terrifying, the idea, especially once you get there and you see how big and imposing it is. You know, as a passing through the square normally, you don't really notice the statues and the plinth so much. But actually, once there's the prospect of going up there, they are, you know, very prominent. Very high up.
So what's the main thing you'd say kind of about yourself if you had to summarise? Or
at the moment, scared. I think I put on the website quite nice really. I mean I originally had thought about doing this as the sniper who shot Nelson, you know, dressing up in the full uniform, having a musket and everything. It's actually very difficult though to get hold of a musket, and I'm not sure you would have allowed me up there with a gun anyway. So I may be going up there with a blackboard which just says that I had intended originally to spend my hour on the plinth as the sniper who shot Nelson, but they don't sell muskets in Lidl's. But I've also thought a much friendlier thing might be just to do a kind of English village fete sort of thing of getting people to do a long, short walk around the plinth, to spend the hour walking around the plinth and have my friends at the bottom have a little competitions to guess the number of paces.
So how will you be interacting with them from the plinth?
Shouting by the look of it. As I said, I not realised it was quite as high as it was, but, you know.
So have you got various families?
My daughter's here, my grandson, and probably a few other friends and people.
And just to take you back to your grandson, who was born prematurely, how has that impacted your life and your kind of perspective?
Well, it makes you really appreciate just how important good health is, you know, how fragile we all are, and you know, all the usual things about how fortunate we are to be living in this time in this country where you can get the kind of medical treatment that that enables people to live out full lives even though they may have health problems, disabilities and all the rest, that even, you know, even 75 years ago they would probably not have survived, you know. So it's that kind of sense of gratitude, really, you know, to be born in the right place at the right time, rather than when Nelson was fighting his battles, you know, when it's a very different world and very different country.
And have you got anything else to add? Anything in particular you want to just mention before?
No, I don't think so. But
how about asking him about his feelings, his expectations for today?
Yeah, how you, emotionally, how are you feeling? Are you?
Well, as I say, it's a pretty scary sort of thing, really. I mean, it actually feels like going out on stage, which when I originally put in for it, you know, partly because I hadn't been expecting to be selected, hadn't quite appreciated just how much of a thing it would be, and I'm sure once I'm up there it's going to feel even more like that, you know. You really are, you're literally putting yourself on a pedestal, aren't you, you know.
And have you previously found yourself in kind of performative circumstances?
Not since school, no. It's the kind of thing I'm away from normally.
Great.
How about your choices or the things you might do on the plinth?
Yeah.
You mentioned at the beginning of the interview you have a few ideas.
Yeah.
You went for two ideas. Is there anything else you're thinking of doing?
No, those are the two things that now, as the moment approaches, I'm limited to. But there are a lot of things that I've gone through over the past month, or however long it is since being selected, you know, some of which just don't work at all, some of which seem good at the time, but maybe not so good.
And why would you want to do the pacing up and down, the walking on the plinth? What's the reason behind it?
Well, I do a lot of running and a lot of walking of very long distances, you know, it's up to 100 miles. The idea of walking on such a confined space is a sort of it's a strange variation, really, on my usual interest, you know, which is to get out in open spaces and really cover great distances. So,
what impact do you think your performance will have on the wider audience?
That's very hard to tell. Very hard to tell, really. It's interesting you call it a performance as well, which is much more active than I'd kind of imagined. But I see it more than anything as a bit of fun, you know. And I think in that, in the fun you have in doing it, I think that communicates itself to the people who are watching as well, you know. They can have a little chuckle, or, you know, it's a conversation piece or something like that. I don't see any great deep emotional, cultural or political impact, you know, but it's a light and entertaining and friendly kind of activity, I think. And inclusive as well, in a way that sometimes art projects aren't, you know.
Okay, thank you.
Right.
Thank you very much.
It's going to be hot in here, isn't it?